welcome and hopefully welcome back to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast for a companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We write up value-priced wines 3 a week. Tell you a little bit about them on the webpage, and then we talk about it. And we have something kind of interesting and unique here and at a really great price. We have Trader Joe's Reserve Resto Cru 2020. It is from the Southern Rhone Valley. What's a Resto, you may ask? Well, I'll kind of explain the Rhone Valley if just as a starting point. The Southern Rhone, there's Northern Rhone, which is all Syrah wines, basically. And the Southern Rhone does blends, a lot of Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre. The general wines down there are just called Côte du Rhône. It's from the general area. Those are the value price ones you see. They're usually under $20. They're very delicious and they're everyday wines. And then you go Côte du Rhône villages. And there's a number of villages that are seem to be better quality, better places to grow grapes. And those are a step up. And then there is the named villages. There's like 21 different villages that are supposed to be elite. And then that's a step up. And then this is this one. This is the Cru. There are, in the Southern Rhone, there are 8. One of them is Chateau Neuf du Pape. And here's Racineau. And this is a Cru wine. This is the top of the heap in the Rhone Valley. And it's $9.99 at Trader Joe's. This is a village that has been there since the Middle Ages. They might have a wine history that goes back to the Romans. Chateau Neuf du Pape, that is the new castle of the Pope in the early 1300s. Things got a little heavy in Rome for the Pope, and he moved to... there was such Italy and France really weren't Italy and France back in the day. This is more like a principality or something. But he moved to the Rhone Valley and figured out where all the great places to grow grapes were. And Chateau Neuf du Pape is the king of the Southern Rhone Valley. And they are GSM blends for the most part. And so is this. Rastau has to have 50% Grenache. And then it has to at least, it could go more, and it has to have at least 20% Syrah and or Mourvèdre usually together. And there's other grapes. Carrion can be in there too. They have a bunch of different grapes they can put in there. But they're usually some variation or that of the GSM blend. It's the second most famous blend in the whole world. You know, the Bordeaux blend with... Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cab Franc, and maybe some Petit Bordeaux in there is the, you know, the king of the blends, more or less. And this is number 2. And it's a delicious blend. One thing is Grenache is sleek and dark. And Grenache and Syrah is kind of more plump and juicy and spicy. And Mourvèdre kind of holds everything together. So you have these two grapes that what one doesn't have, the other does, and vice versa. So when you put them together, you kind of get this kind of complete package of flavors going on, which makes me want to take a sip. And here I go. Yeah, it's sleek and tight and plump and juicy and all in one thing, which is fine with me. It tastes great. $9.99 for a Cru wine is silly. Buy it. How often do you get to get a Cru wine, especially at this price? You can, if you want to pay, like Racineau is not the most expensive area. Chateau Neuf du Pape are usually $65 and up. You can sometimes get them for $25, on sale here and there. But Resto, I think. The last part is like Chateau, so I think it's Toe. You can get them for under $30 for the most part. But these are really nice wines, and you don't really see them for $9.99. And it's really a nice wine. This nice interplay between the sleek and the dark and the plump and the juicy is really terrific. I mean, it's a nice tasting wine. And, you know, as you go up in classifications, the rules and regulations of the AOC get tougher and more strict. So this is a wine that's made to very exacting standards, even though we don't know who made it. And there's only so many wineries in there. There's a couple of communes. It could be from a commune, but still, it's all going to be very high standards. A commune, which I just mentioned, it is a group of vineyard owners, small ones, who band together and hire a winemaker, maybe get a facility and make their own wines. Each one doesn't have enough grapes to really establish a brand, but you put them together and they have some. They can sell some wine. So that's what a commune is. You see that, and this might be a wine from a commune, or it might be just a wine from a producer who wants to get people to taste his wine. So take another sip. Yeah, it's that interplay, that sleek and the plump and juicy. Sleek and tight, plump and juicy. Tastes great. So there you go. It's Trader Joe's Reserve Rasto Cru 2022. Buy it, or else you're going to get a Cru wine for $10. That's adios from me, Domain Dave. Keep it cheap. I got more wines coming as the spring goes along, and I'll be talking to you in a couple days. Adios. Bye-bye.